Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from May 31, 2021 to June 4, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On May 31, here were the news. DBS issues $15 million digital bond in first security token offering. RBI says banks can't quote 2018 circular to restrict crypto transactions. Human Rights Foundation gives out $210,000 in Bitcoin development grants. Chinese traders use OTC desks to bypass regulatory hurdles. Report. Ex-head of China's digital yuan effort says CBDCs could operate on Ethereum. Bitcoin eyes second biggest monthly drop on record. On June 1, here were the news. Thai SEC warns DeFi transactions could be subject to applicable licensing law. Coinbase debit card now works with Apple Pay. Bitcoin's long-term put options see sustained demand as price consolidates. Lithium raises $5 million for decentralized Oracle tracking private assets. Disruption in Tether's value could be crypto equivalent of breaking the buck, former CFTC chairman. Crypto ETPs of four firms begin trading on Euronext Paris and Amsterdam. On June 2, here were the news. SEC delays decision on WisdomTree Bitcoin ETF application. AU21 Capital opens $21 million Polygon Ecosystem Fund. Coinbase lists Dogecoin on professional trading platform. Cardano to launch its first cross-chain bridge with link to Nervous. Biden administration to probe crypto use in ransomware attacks. New DeFi DAO relies on talent hunters to vet yield farming projects. On June 3, here were the news. DeFi risk assessor Sherlock raises $1.5 million in pre-seed funding. IOTA takes a step closer to decentralization with 2.0 DevNet. Anchorage to offer Ethereum-backed loans through BankProv. OKCoin integrates with Polygon to reduce users' Ethereum gas fees. JP Morgan job posts hint at bank's broader cryptocurrency ambitions. Crypto credit rating firm Credmark pivots to modeling DeFi protocol risks. Russian political activists urge supporters to learn about crypto. On June 4, here were the news. Ghana at advanced stages with digital Sedi, central bank governor says. U.S. added 559,000 jobs in May, missing estimates again. Philippines leading mobile wallet explores possible crypto offering. Antivirus service provider Norton rolls out Ether mining feature. Top U.S. lawmaker presses big companies on ransomware crypto payments. Open positions in CME-based Bitcoin futures slump to 5.5-month low. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.